5:31, it is downtown on a Monday afternoon. Well, quite a weekend, the National Hockey League All-Star Game. John Scott, the guy they tried to keep off the team, ended up as the MVP. Take a listen to this and learn a little more. That song is called Great Scott. We'll hear the whole thing here in just a few minutes. It is by the Zambonis, the world's only known hockey rock band, and we're pleased to be joined on the G&M Family Market phone line by Dave Schneider of the Zambonis. Dave, good afternoon.
Hello, Rich. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great, thank you. The song is fantastic, and man, talk about your timing. You guys, you got in the studio quickly last week. What was the turnaround from the idea to actually having a finished product?
2 hours and 40 minutes.
That is incredible. And you guys are like a lot of people. Of course, the story of John Scott was a great one anyway, but, man, made even better when you read that column of his in the Players' Tribune.
Yeah, that was, you know, when you write songs, you look for either a first line or something that really sparks the whole thing, and you guys are mentioning it. He wrote this article, and, you know, the first thing, there's a title, A Guy Like Me, which is a great line, you know, for anything, any spark. But the real one was My All-Star Gloves, which he talks about in that article. And, you know, he's got these All-Star Gloves, and it just, I was like, oh, my God, that's it. You know, the song's going to be My All-Star Gloves. So I called the guys, and it was literally like, I read it that morning, but then I started calling and sending emails, and one guy was available, Tim, and he was at the bar, to be honest with you. It was 5:00, and I went over to the bar he was at. I said, come on, we're going to go record. We're going to write and record a song for John Scott, and we'll be done by 9, because I know he had a date. So we were 20 minutes late, and so 6:20 we started. I started playing the guitar, and at 9:00, I left his house, and on the drive home, he sent me a mix. I called him on the ride home to my house, turned down the bass. By the time I got home to my house, I sent it out on the internet in about 35 minutes, and 20 minutes later, I was watching Bill Maher. And the next morning, I had NBC and some people saying, hey, we love this song, blah, 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 and it just snowballed from there. It was great.
Well, absolutely. And then it ended up being used as part of the All-Star Game broadcast.
Yeah. They were very generous. And, you know, I've been telling those guys at the NHL and NBC and wherever, Versus, all these companies, you know, I'm writing the songs. The Zambonis write the songs. You know, you could use it. You don't have to worry about paying us. We just want to be, we want to crawl out of being the infamous, you know, obscure all hockey band to, oh, that's that band that, you know, the networks use for their music instead of playing some bro country or something. You know, everybody's heard Foreigner's Cold as Ice. You know, try a different method.
We're talking with Dave Schneider of the Zambonis. And for anyone who doesn't know, this is not a new thing. You guys have been together for, more than a couple decades, right?
We're on our 24th year of writing songs only about hockey, life, love, and hockey.
That's a perfect combination.
Every song has a reference, be it blatant or subtle, to the sport. So this one was easier, and this is actually about a player. But, you know, there's love songs, The Referee's Daughter, I Got a Concussion When I Fell for You. So everything has an angle, but I wish I could write a normal song, but I just don't know how anymore.
So when did this, and I don't want to call it obsession because that implies it's not healthy, and when we know it is, when did this love of hockey begin for you and the other guys in the band?
In 1991 or 1990, I had some friends who had this band called the Philistines Junior, and I loved their band. And I was filling in a couple bands, And I wanted to be in a band with these two guys, Peter and Tarkin. And eventually I realized we liked hockey. So they were they went over to do a Peel session over in England, and I went with them. And I came up with this, you know, we wanted to watch a game in England. There was no hockey on TV in England. So I said, why don't we just write songs about hockey? And the kid from Yale, Tarkin, said, that's genius. And Peter said, you guys are idiots. And it worked. So we wrote a couple songs there, and we wrote them here. And, you know, it was supposed to be a joke, but we just ended up getting things. You know, we ended up playing Madison Square Garden, warming up the monster trucks. And it was just crazy. Everything would just, we wanted to break up, but we had offers and gigs, and it's just been great. It's always been fun. We do it for, you know, because we love to write music and we love to record music, but it's just fun.
Now, you guys are based in Connecticut. Were you fans of The Whale?
Oh gosh, yeah. And that's sort of the story of the band. We always were on the cusp of something, but, you know, we were supposed to work with the Wailers. We even wrote them, you know, a song and different things. And they, I said, you know, I'm hearing rumors that you guys are leaving. They're like, no, we're not going anywhere. And they lied to us.
Yes.
They were in Carolina the next year, but it did create one of our favorite songs we ever wrote called Bob Marley and the Hartford Wailers, about both the Wailers and Bob Marley disappearing. So it's a good one, and it's really it's sort of one of our most popular songs, definitely.
Your albums include 100% Hockey and Other Stuff, more songs about hockey and buildings and food, and also Chippy Sessions. Is there another full-length album in the works at all for the Zambonis?
Well, there's more records than that. There's we put one out a couple of years ago called 5 Minute Major in D Minor, and there's Playoff Fever. We probably have over 258 songs about hockey. So, we just released. The new thing is you don't have to release CDs or albums,
right.
But we release singles. We put out "Don't Pick a Fight with Chara," a song about the guy from Boston Bruins. That was out 6 months ago. We just somehow put out a song Friday that we wrote Friday, and it's pretty bizarre. It's getting played, so maybe we should stop spending all this money on recording records and just have a couple beers and record a song in 3 hours. That's probably the way to go. But
well, there you go. Now, the big question, do you know yet if John Scott has heard the song?
No, I don't know. You know, he's a pretty busy guy right now. I heard today he got offered a movie deal.
Wow.
I don't know if you guys heard about that.
No.
But there's a lot of... But I did get... A friend sent me his agent's, his I don't know, his Twitter contact. So I sent him a note today, but I'm sure they're very busy. But the only thing I will say, if they do make this movie and they use some other song, I just nothing makes sense at that point. I will move to Canada.
Yeah, if the opening credits, you're as cold as ice, you walk out of the theater right there and then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
it's going to be Pat Benatar's Hit Me With Your Best Shot, Cold as Ice. It's going to have all the things that we've really worked hard not to do. So.
Exactly. Well, I told you, we've reached out to John to try and get him on the show. Now, we reached out before he became the sensation of the Hockey Nation. So we're still hopeful to get him on later in the week. And if we do, we are certainly going to play the song for him. But I have a feeling it's going to make its way to him one way or the other before too long.
I think so. And you know what? In certain ways, Zambonis wrote a song about Hextall. I don't know if you're familiar with Ron.
Well, of course,
Hextall.
Yeah.
And it was actually... inspired by The Simpsons when they did that Daryl, and it's so mean, but we wanted to make this beautiful, turn the Hextall chant into something beautiful, and we kind of made it into a Beach Boys kind of good vibrations thing, but it's an instrumental, but the only words are Hextall. So for years, I would see this guy. I used to work for the AHL as a MC for the Bridgeport Sound Tigers, so I'm the guy on the ice. And one day I finally said, you know what, I'm just going to walk up to Mr. Hextall. And I start to walk up to him, and I said, excuse me, Mr. Hextall, I know who you are. Get away from me. So, you know, it wasn't a mean song. It was actually turning something ugly into something beautiful. And it wasn't against him. But for this song, I am not worried that John Scott will dislike us or say, you know, get away from me. It's a very heartfelt song. It came totally inspired, the inspiration from that article. And it's grassroots in its finest form. It was just an inspiration. Record it, write it, and it's out. I mean, it's no overdubs, no nothing. You know, it's something we've never done before, and it was just fun.
Well, we're going to play the whole song here in a moment. You can get more information. Go to the band's website at thezambonis.com. Dave Schneider, thank you so much for making time for us, and we wish you success with this, and we look forward to more music about life, love, and hockey all in one.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Dave Schneider from the Zambonis, and let's give a listen to their tribute to John Scott. Here's Great Scott from the Zambonis.
Man, do I have a story to tell to the grandkids when we're fishing. Got my all-star gloves. Going to the all-star game.